And hello, thanks for tuning in again. It is time to whine about wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal.
I am Serge Scrow.
And we have a very special guest this episode. The episode is entitled The Blood of Judas. We are very excited about this because I'm just going to tell you folks, this is my absolute favorite wine in the whole world. Serge turned me on to this. I have told every person that I know that drinks wine about this wine, so I'm very excited, and I'm going to let Serge take it from here and introduce our very special guest.
Thank you, Earl Ray. We have today, as he said, a very special guest and a wonderful friend of mine and our families. Her name is Marcia Cordini.
Hi.
I have known Marcia now for 5-6 years, maybe, and her wine is my number one seller here as a distributor. Marcia?
Hi.
Tell us about yourself.
Thank you for the introduction. I'm very pleased to be with you this day. And I want to talk a little bit about my winery and about the wine you are talking about, Sangue di Giuda, which is my favorite too. So we have one thing in common, at least. The winery is located in the north of Italy, but in the south of Lombardy, this region in the north of Italy. And my family bought the winery in the 1974. But this winery is older. It's one of the first wineries in the Oltre Papavese, which is a very special area in the Lombardy, covered by vineyards. So it's a very natural place. And we own about 20 hectares of vineyards, and mainly cultivated with a special vine which is called Croatina, and from the Croatina grapes, together with other three other grapes, we are producing the Sangue di Giuda, which is a red, sparkling, sweet wine, very very yummy, and how can I say, very special, because it's the only place on the earth that you can produce Sangue di Giuda. So this is very particular information. Mm-hmm.
So we have a little saying that we've sort of picked up and started to use, that every bottle has a story and every story makes a memory. The story behind The Blood of Judas is just fascinating to me. The lore that accompanies the wine is something of keen interest. So could you share a little bit about the couple of different stories behind the wine?
Of course, with pleasure. My favorite is about the story of Judah, because this story, the very beginning, is written on the Bible. That is to say that Judah betrayed Jesus, and after that he got remorse, and he killed himself, so he commits this suicide. The new part is that nevertheless Jesus raised him from death, but he obliged him to walk around the world, doing good action in order to obtain his forgiveness. And after centuries, he arrived in Broni, my village, and at the time there was an epidemic in the vineyards, and winemakers were very, very upset, and they didn't know how to stop these epidemics, and all the vines were dying. So there was a wise man in the wise men of Broni, and they told the prophecy that there has to be a man offering his blood in order to save the vines from destruction. And at that moment, Judah offered himself, his blood, to save the vines. And all the people in Broni came around Judah, and there was one in particular who had a big knife in order to kill him, and he was he wanted to kill, but unusual strength from they don't know where didn't allowed him to kill Judah. So Judah was very upset. He went away from the vineyards, and just after few meters out of Ronnie, he with his hands he just look behind to the village, and at that moment he saw all the vines full of grapes. The vineyard was very very well looking, so no more destruction of the vines. Sorry for my English. I don't know if I'm clear.
And listen, this is absolutely perfect. This is what we think makes Divino a special distributor, and frankly, it's what makes your wine and your winery special. There's a story behind.
Because we were very, very, very grateful to Judah. So that's why the name of this wine is Sangue di Giuda, in honor to his sacrifice, not his purpose to sacrifice himself. But in this way, in that moment, Judah understood that Jesus gave the forgiveness to him.
So it is a sweet wine. It's bright ruby red. I would say it has purplish reflections. It's smooth. I think it's yet it's full bodied. It's what I would call a fruit forward wine with raspberry and blueberry. So do you want to talk about sort of the production of it, and am I right about the raspberries and the blueberries?
Yes, I want to talk about this because it's very special also the production. First of all, it's a blend of four different grapes I told you before, and the main vine is Croatina. Also this and also the other three grapes, Barbera, Ughetta and Uva Rara, very special vines of the Oltre Papavese. The main quantity, the 50% of the grapes is Croatina, and the remaining Barbera about 40, and the little portion of Ughetta and Uva Rara.
So I'm what we call over here in the United States probably. I guess a wine novice, but I think I am correct in the translation that Rara Avara is literally means a rare grape, does it not?
Rara in the seldom, not very common.
Yes, very
this
rare.
Is the translation. Sorry, in English, it's an old vine. And nowadays we find it in the Oltre Papavese, but in a very small portion. And we use it, of course, because every old grapes gives something special to the wine. In the end, some special notes on the nose, and then someone in the mouth. So we use it. It's very necessary to give speciality to this kind of wine.
I cannot thank you enough for your time and your information. If there's anything else that you want to share about the blood of Judas before we part ways, feel free to go right ahead.
Oh yes, the very important thing is about the temperature of serving, because the Sangue di Giuda has to be drinked at cold temperature about 10 degrees Celsius, means very cold, in order to give more freshness on the palate, and also to be more enjoyable, I don't know if you are drinking it in this proper way.
I will start tonight with specific instructions with specific instructions from the winemaker herself. I really want to thank awesome. You for your time and your information. Now, Serge,
yes.
For folks that are here, after they hear this and they've heard the story, I know they're going to want to rush out and get this wine and give it a try. Can you give us an idea of the places that the listeners can get their hands on the Blood of Judas?
Well, if you live in Kentucky, you can definitely get it at a lot of the grocery stores, some restaurants. Outside of Kentucky, there's a couple other states that are carrying it, many other states, but you might be able to find it online if you're in a state that you can order wine online.
All right. Thank you very much. We sure appreciate it. That will wrap up this episode of Wine About Wine. Again, I believe that you can drink wine, good wine, with anything that you want to eat with it. I've had it with pasta, white meat, cheese. We've had it with desserts. It's just been incredible. Every single time I've had it, I cannot tell you how much I recommend this wine to you. Go out and give the Blood of Judas a try. Thank you very much. This is Earl Ray Neal.
And I'm Serge Scro.
Thank you to both of you. I'm very pleased. I've been very pleased to talk with you and to the people who listen to you. Okay.
I would love to invite you back again. Hopefully we'll get some comments and some questions from some of the listeners. If we do, we'll be happy to get you back on on an episode, and we'll specifically address the comments and the questions that the listeners have. Thanks again, and this has been another edition of Wine About Wine.